morning, and I don't want to be tired at work. And my hangover days at work are over.
Man, do I
miss
those
hangovers? We think what's going on in the news.
But actually, it's a lot of news. So first, you know, on a lot of news, we got Meg Thee Stallion. She's in the studio working with Pharrell. I don't know if you guys caught that clip. It's going to be fire. Meg has had an awesome year. I think she's going to continue that trend. She's not going to stop. She's not going to slow down. Also, we got Big and Whitney Houston going into the 2020 Hall of Fame. What do you guys think about that?
Who went Whitney Houston?
Big. Biggie and Whitney.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's
that's
up.
What's up. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's huge. I didn't know about that Stallion Pharrell thing.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, but those things, I mean, when people get into the Hall of Fame, it'd be like, again, the Charlie Brown teacher. Okay. I don't know. I just don't get hyped about it. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it didn't make a big difference to me. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but you know, just for the, I like to see him to just make it in there by being rock and roll instead of just an R&B and a hip hop move and just, you know, keeping it going for the people, you know, coming up from years ago and know who they are.
I get it.
What are you saying? I don't understand. What are you saying? Your problem is with it, Mika?
It ain't no problem with it. It don't matter one way or another. I don't get hyped, I guess. It's like I read the door. It's like reading that a new Walmart opening. I just ride on bad school and be okay with it. Another damn Walmart. I don't know. I know it has significance and all the other stuff, but it don't have no significance to me. How about that? Let's say it like that.
That's what's up.
Hold on a second.
I saw where Boosie, there was a cute, somebody said they seen a video of Boosie beating up George Zimmerman.
No, it was me. I was caught in the awkward situation. Now, also, shout out to the AKAs. Huh?
I said, did Zimmerman get beat up for real?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it confirmed that he got beat up, but they said Boosie did. Boosie got on there like Kiki Palmer. I don't know that man.
Boosie has been having one hell of a week. Last week at this time, me and Tamika talked about it. Right while we was on the air, he was catching heat from the noobs, and now he's whooping George Zimmerman. He has had one hell of a week. Shout out to the AKAs on y'all J15 today, too.
What are you talking about, Boosie and George Zimmerman?
There's reports going out saying he beat him up in a Walmart.
In Florida. He literally went from a pretty boy nuke back to the basics.
In six days. Was it supposed to happen in Florida? He was at the Hawks game last night.
Right. So, I thought they said I have a Saturday. Boosie said he don't know the man. Boosie just trying to shimmy. He just trying to get his shimmy on.
Yeah, he's trying to get those shoulders right.
Boosie and George Zimmerman in the same, of all places, at Walmart.
A hell of a week, Jay. Jay, now that's what you call a hell of a week.
Right.
In Walmart, of all places. Beat the man up in Walmart. But this, I still haven't seen whether the story was confirmed or not, if he got beat up.
Somebody whooped his ass. Right. I don't know if a lot of listeners been paying attention to what's been going on in Mississippi penile system. A lot of brothers been going through some stuff. It's been about 30 to 40 deaths, unconfirmed. The media is, of course, throwing that numbers off. Well, Yo Gotti and the boys at Jay-Z and Team Rock have officially filed papers against the Mississippi Department of Correction. So we're going to see how this turned out. You know, they saying the prisoners rising about the rat infested cells and the poor food, the lack of, you know, meds, prison officials, you know, trying to brush it off as a GD, vice glorified situation. So,
and I just want people to stop thinking that people in prison don't deserve to have a decent place. I mean, you're already in prison.
Exactly.
You're already away from your family. You shouldn't have to live in inhumane conditions just because you're
exactly.
in prison. Because that only makes prisoners worse. That only makes people worse.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to see how the show runs forward.
You would think they're getting more funding as far as that goes.
They get more funding.
Yeah, I said you would think that these prisons, they would have more funding, that they wouldn't be rat infested like the way that they are.
Oh, man, they don't care. That's what she's saying. They shouldn't be, but they don't care. They're going to pack them in.
Yeah.
So I was reading a story about 2 years ago, and I investigated, and it's true. And I don't know if they've changed it since then. So the warden has to change the choice about what's going to be done with funds. One warden had built him a beach house. Long family member with $250,000, and did what he felt like doing with the rest, you know, with the rest of the money. So if it's at his discretion, it's just a bunch of. I mean, anytime you give somebody a whole bunch of money, it ought to be checks and balances. That's government. That's anything. That's a CEO of a company. You cannot put a checkbook in somebody's hand and don't give them a checks and balances.
Especially a person that's over. Supposedly prisoners, you know, these are bad people. So who's gonna check the money that I get from these guys? Is it unfortunate?
Right. Who gonna?
I hate it.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate truth.
But you know, the disenfranchised always get taken advantage of. Always.
True. And on the sports, before we get to the topic, and then there were four. We're down to 4 teams in the NFL on the way to the Super Bowl. My good friend Jay's Houston Texans.
This ain't had to be talked about.
They were up, looking good Saturday, but they fell to Patrick Mahomes and the guys. Also, Aaron Rodgers got passed. Whatever.
Was it Minnesota? Minnesota.
Yeah. And I was so sick when Lamar lost that I got all discombobulated, brother.
Yeah, I was sick with you.
Shout out to my boy Derrick Henry representing that tie. He's going up against Patrick Mahomes this weekend, and the Niners got Green Bay. What do you guys think? I mean, I know we know we just want you to have a Rotel in 3 weeks. Parties and stuff. We already know you don't care who winning, but just we want you to care about the party. That you have.
Kansas City
Super Bowl.
I think so.
Yeah, I think 49ers with their defense is going to, you know, shrink up what Aaron Rodgers do, shrink the field up, and they play a crazy, crazy style of defense. So I would take the 49ers out of the NFC, and Patrick Mahomes and that offense and what they was able to do versus, I don't know if it was just the Houston Texans defense that was just phenomenal. They was did they get caught off guard? Or
I
know,
really
was
wanted
the shock of, I don't know what it was, but Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are able to score points like nothing I've seen in the NFL since probably the Rams, baby. Like they when they get hot. It is crazy.
They get hot.
I would say the 49ers, yeah, they get hot. They get hot. Kansas City versus 49ers Super Bowl, that's my pick. And I would right now hedge and say Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid get their first Super Bowl victory, 30-27. You heard it there first.
Oh, that's a nice pick. I just want Bill O'Brien to lose his job expeditiously, in the words of T.I. My man Jay was so happy. He was so exuberant and full of joy when I called him at the end of the first quarter. I was like, Jay, man, y'all on the way. Y'all in season. Yeah, Yearn, I know.
You full of shit. That is not what happened.
This is my version.
You know,
it happened something similar to
that. There's several versions in Tank World.
Right.
About
right.
that.
I like the I'm sorry, like the Marvel universe.
Truth,
I live like in three. I live in two. I live in like three universes.
Entertaining world. Yeah, it's gotta be entertaining.
Right. But in all worlds, there's one thing that ties them all together. Right, we did have the conversation then with Jay. Not verbatim. I can't. Hey, word for word. Maybe I'm gonna.
No. What we said was, I said, I don't know, Yearn. You said if they lose this game up 24, you remember that part right there? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's still early.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went up early, bro.
I just can't believe they blew it.
Man,
and
why are we talking so much about my team and not talking about the Ravens?
The Ravens was just a hard gut. I can't believe. Shots to Derrick Henry. That's all. I have to say that again. Joe, could you believe that? I could not believe it. Shout out to LSU that did the thing.
Yes.
Congratulations to the Tigers. We'll get back at it next
week. I like college ball because I attended UA, a couple of years. So I went to games and, I've actually went to the school. So I'm an Alabama fan. I actually like football. I don't get this chin for the division. I give a damn about the SEC as a whole. If my team ain't in there, I don't care nothing about Well, the SEC was in there. We still ain't win. We still was at home. SEC didn't win. LSU won. But whatever. Congrats. I'm still talking. It is what it is.
Well, I didn't, and I get what you're saying. I didn't cheer for LSU because they were the SEC team. That was just, low blow.
I just remember back in Kennedy's days, you might catch Tank in a LSU fit.
Hold on, Jay. How many times did I have the LSU hat on and it matched what I had on?
Hey, Joe, Tank went old school. He had some nasty purple kicks out and thought it'd be okay to wear an LSU hat because he had the season hat. he was not 14 years old, sir.
Oh, shit.
Grow up. Grow your ass up, buddy.
You were not 14 years old, sir.
Joe, he rolled me out about that. He was hot about that. I'm talking about dead ass.
Damn, bro.
But anyway, like I said, they got the job. I wasn't just cheering for them. They just was a better team. I don't like Clemson.
I don't like neither. I don't like neither, but I think we have to be honest and look at the debate that was happening, because one of the conversations after the game was, did we just witness the greatest season by any college football team?
I'm going to say one of top three easily.
It has to be top three, type.
We have to put that up there, top three.
As all around, from coaching all the way down, the awards that was won, the season, the teams that they beat.
Joe,
did we witness the greatest season ever?
Joe, the stat that stood out to me, when I told my – I love Bama like the rest, all of us like the Tide. But some of our fans are just unrealistic. I had to tell them.
Mm.
When was the last time we beat – the last seven people we played was ranked in the top 10 when we played and beat them? By average of 20
points.
Y'all tell me when we did that.
What we not going to do is, Alabama went to the playoffs. We got a special to do.
Thank you. Get us back together.
None of that mess y'all talking about.
Let's talk about these cheers.
Ready to
help y'all hear this. Get us back together.
So, tonight's episode.
I was about to go into a whole Joe Burrow field.